Hello, this is the Simone Talk Show, and the guest star is my mom. Today, we're going to talk about what I see myself as a responsible citizen.
Thanks, sweetie, for having me.
You're welcome, Mom. All right, I'm going to ask the first question. How do you see yourself as a responsible citizen?
Well, first thing, I don't break any laws, and I obey all traffic rules and regulations.
When you were young, how did you envision your future?
I envision myself as a career woman married with children.
Do you feel like you accomplished those goals?
I feel like I've had them all at different times. Well, I only had one child, you. But then it wasn't always realistic to have it all at one time.
What do you mean by that?
It was not always possible to have this really busy, demanding career and be the attentive mother that you needed. I had to put some of my career goals aside. You just needed me more. You became my career.
Cool.
Well, hon, how do you vision your future?
How I see myself as a responsible citizen is having a job and being able to financially support myself. Maybe even being an entrepreneur.
What kind of job is that? In what field? What kind of business? What industry?
As far as a job, I want to be a broadcast journalist. I like talking to people and getting to know their life, about their life. I have always dreamed of being on TV, so why not put them together and make it a career? And for a business, I want to have my own talk show like Ellen or Jimmy Kimmel. It could be online or TV, however people are able to watch it.
That sounds very, very exciting. That sounds like a very exciting career. I actually envy the opportunities that you and your generation has. You guys have so many more options than my generation. You could own your own viral show like many popular YouTubers. And they are not at the mercy of networks that can cancel their show. They can make as much money as they want. Jada Pinkett Smith owns her own viral Facebook show. She can discuss just about anything she wants without network executives and editors dictating her content. Most importantly, she owns all of her content.
Sounds very interesting. I've always wanted to work on Good Morning America. Good Morning America and become a newswoman, but now I want to own my own show.
You know, you don't have to wait to get a broadcast journalism degree. You can start now. There are thousands of teens and young adults your age that create online content. You could be a blogger, a YouTuber. You can be an Instagram influencer. And even more, you can start building your content empire now at your age. You have more opportunities now than even Oprah had. When Oprah started when I was, I think I was a teenager, but when Oprah started, she did not have the internet, social media, or the ability to own her own content. But look at her now. She's still a billionaire.
Wow, that's amazing. I don't know why, but I'm scared to start now.
What seems so scary?
I'm not sure. I feel like no one's going to watch it.
Do you know what kind of content you would want to create?
I think I would want to create videos of myself vlogging or funny videos with my friends.
What kind of funny videos would you create with your friends? Would it be fashion, beauty, video games, dancing? There are so many things you can do with your friends. Have you thought about narrowing it down?
I want to do all of that, actually. Very good ideas. I think I would want to make my content entertaining for people to watch.
Okay, well, you have to start somewhere. Don't be afraid that no one will watch it. These platforms have millions of viewers. Someone's gonna watch it. There was a movie when I was a teenager, before your time, called Field of Dreams. And there was a famous quote from that movie that my generation and even older generations remember and still say till this day. The quote went something like, "If you build it, they will come."
Nice. That's very interesting. I haven't thought of it that way. The reason why I want to have a successful job or business, because I don't want to be poor, and I don't want to depend on the government, and I don't want to depend on others. I want to support myself and maybe my future family.
Yes, being able to take care of yourself is very important. If you don't take care of yourself, you either become a burden to your family or to taxpayers. You want to contribute to society and not just take from society.
I agree with you. I live in a society where I can choose my own job, meet new people, make new friends, and even choose the love of my life. I feel obligated to my coworkers because I work as a team with them. I feel obligated to my family members because I care about them and I love them. I would especially feel obligated to my future kids because I'm taking care of them and I'm trying to protect them.
Well, hon, just always remember that regardless of how financially stable you may think you are or how much education you may think you have, life still has hills and valleys. Industries and economies change. There are even pandemics, believe it or not. Things like this can even affect the careers and finances of anyone. Believe me, I've lived long enough to see recessions, plural, and changes in the world that impacted even the best. Just always do your best and stay in faith.
Thanks, Mom. I think I'm going to wrap this up right here. I hope I enjoyed talking to you.
Well, thanks for having me, sweetie. I love you.
I love you too.